Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Have you ever heard of the toothbrush phenomenon? Well, I hadn't, until last week, that is. I was attending a conference where one of the speakers compared today's religious landscape with trying to choose a toothbrush. Let me explain. 20 years ago, when you went into a chemist or a supermarket to purchase a toothbrush, you had only one type to buy. But today, you have an entire aisle of toothbrushes, each making more amazing and outlandish claims than the other one, each citing recommendations by this dental society or that dental society. So, which one do you choose? Now, most of us either leave the aisle bewildered, hoping that we can get another couple of months out of that old toothbrush, or if you're like me, you just close your eyes, grab one, and hope that it'll do the job. The speaker said, "This is very similar to religious life in the West and how it is lived out today. 20 years ago, Christianity was the only thing on the block. But now hundreds of different religions and cults are vying for our attention, and each one of them is making grand claims, and some even trot out celebrities who endorse them. Faced with this bewildering choice, many just walk away, thinking, why bother? And others, they just reach out for anything and hope that it works. We don't have the energy or the time to investigate all of these different religions and their claims." Now, I thought that was a pretty accurate summary of our society today. We know we need something. The economic crisis, swine flu, violence on our streets, the war in the Middle East, genocide, terrorism, corrupt politicians and the like. The world, everybody agrees, is in serious trouble. But where do we go for answers? Which toothbrush do we choose? May I encourage you to take some time and exert some energy to examine the truth claims of Christianity, since Christianity is one of the only faiths which bases its entire existence on verifiable historic events. If these events are not true, Christianity is false. But if they are true, then we'd better take a long and hard look at Jesus. Christians claim that Jesus lived some 2,000 years ago in Israel, and no serious historian disputes that today. We say that he taught, and that he was known as a very unusual and unique man. We teach that Jesus was condemned to death and crucified. But 3 days later, physically, he rose from the dead, and he was seen by more than 500 eyewitnesses. And 40 days after this, he physically ascended into heaven. Examine and check out these claims. I did. And that's why I'm now a pastor. For no other religion measures up. Or, to put it another way, no other toothbrush reaches those hard-to-get places to remove those ugly and unsightly stains in order to give us a bright smile. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into our time and into our space. Lord, give us the strength, the energy, and the willingness to check out the claims that he really is the Christ. And give us your Spirit's guidance. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.